And welcome to another motherfucking episode of the Quaid Things Podcast. Hanging out at the Mercury Lounge here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. This week, before we get started, of course, I want to give a shout out to DJ Dugan with Shake Music Zine. Check out everything they do. They're fucking awesome. The Shake Music Sessions are rad. You can check some of the artists that I've had on the podcast on there. And find new ones that you dig there, dude. Fucking, there's all sorts of people. They're always up to some cool shit. Also want to give a shout out to Texas Gypsy Shirts, keeping me fly when I'm not in a black band tee, which is rare, but you know, I always look good. My face doesn't look good. I've got to dress good. So, you know, Texas Gypsy Shirts, check them out anywhere you can. Instagram, fucking eBay. He's got his brick and mortar there at Docks in Fort Worth. He's awesome. Go check them out. And, of course, Ironclad Custom Services for all of your engraving and merchandising needs. There's some gangster dudes. I'm about to have some shirts done up by them. And, yeah, keep your eye on the fucking ground for that shit. And shout out to your mom for always listening to the podcast. But my guest this week, the one, the only, Giovanni Yanez. What's cracking, dude?
What's up, dog? How are you, brother?
Just hanging, man.
Slackwise,
dude. Yeah, dude, just...
Thanks for coming to Tulsa, man.
Dude, it's not a far drive for me now. Like, I was GPSing over here from the house this morning. It's like an hour, 45 minutes.
Hell yeah.
It's not bad. We found a hotel room that's like $50 for the night. And it's a dope-ass hotel room. Like, it's not anything fancy, but it's got two bedrooms in it. It's got a kitchenette. Like, it's one of those, like, extended stay places.
Badass.
You know, where, like, where you can post up there for, like, a week and shit. But it's like $50 a night.
Hell yeah.
And it's not far from here. And it's clean. Oh, shit, I think that went out.
That's fine, man.
But yeah, so that wasn't bad for me. And I dig the Merc, you know. I don't get to go out much living up here now that I live up in Oklahoma. You know, I'm not out, you know, going to shows every night anymore, you know. So this is definitely more of a treat, you know. I was talking earlier in the year about wanting to get back to more of, like, the fan aspect, you know, of things. You know, not that I've gotten
jaded
or anything with the industry, but it's like, you know, you see people jamming out on the front row, and you're like, man, I remember when I was, like, that into shit. And it's not that you're not, but you're like, I've gotten away from that, you know what I mean?
You gotta take yourself away sometimes.
Yeah, and I think this is kind of, you know, this has been a good, you know, a good break for that, you know?
Hell yeah.
Being on crutches is kind of hard to be on the front row.
Dude, I see you trying to get up in the Winnebago that we're kind of just chilling here that they have at the Merc.
Yeah, this is cool. The green room is is a Winnebago out back painted fucking green on the inside, and it's gangster.
It is pretty gangster.
I need this for Larry Joe Taylor room.
Dude, this would be super sweet. I can't believe they have this here. I really dig it.
Yeah, it's super cool.
Absolutely. Oh, Winnebago. I wonder what kind of things happen in this.
I would like to know, but I don't want to know.
You're right. You're right. Probably some unholy things.
I'm just going to feel bad that I missed out.
Yeah, me too, bro.
But no, it's not too bad of a drive. This is your first time playing the Merc tonight, also,
it
right?
It is. This is our first time. We've always heard all the history and stuff going down here, so it's cool getting to come here and get to leave our mark on here, hopefully, you know?
Hell yeah. I mean, you put on a great show, man. I've been lucky enough to see you in a few different places. Of course, you always kick ass at the Blue Light back in Lubbock. Before the podcast started, we were giving Lubbock some love. We were talking about just, I mean, how well you've been doing down there.
Dude, I love Lubbock, man.
I mean, you just did, like, a gorilla show at fucking the Recovery Room.
Yeah. Yeah, just out of nowhere, you know, and that was fucking crazy, man. That was crazy. It was fun, dude, just last minute thing, and I heard they usually do, like, popcorn or something that night or movie night. And then we brought all these fucking hooligans to come drink beer with us and get wasted. It was so much fun. It's like they're just super intimate.
Yeah.
Because, like, I got eye level with everybody just sitting in chairs, so I wanted to sit in a chair.
Yeah.
Just kind of.
I mean, and it's for the people who don't know about the Recovery Room in Lubbock. It's a hotel bar, but it's not a hotel bar.
Right.
And it's super cool, man. I dig.
Yeah, I was trying to get us all kicked out because I knew we were in a hotel.
Right.
And I was like, God, you know, it's fucking, yeah, you know, let's yell, let's yell, let's see if we can get kicked out of this on the bitch, you know?
Right.
And it was just, for noise complaint. It was just mayhem, you know, and it was just fun, so.
Well, I've never been quiet there. Like, I walk into the hotel, and I'm like, oh, I'm in a hotel, you know, and I'm quiet.
Then you get to the bar.
Yeah, and I get up to the second floor, and I walk into Rico, and it's like, oh, no, yeah, I'm getting fucked up. First thing I do is, like, I need a beer and tequila shot, and somebody insults me, I insult them back, and the night continues.
There goes. What happens?
But dude, that's... I miss Lubbock. I love Oklahoma. I love my job. I love everything about being here. But God bless Texas.
God bless Texas.
I'm ready to fucking be back.
God bless Lubbock.
Yeah, I'm ready for Texas to legalize, man.
Yeah.
So that, you know, I can keep doing my endeavors that I'm doing legally up here.
Hell yeah.
Down there. Like, I love doing what I do.
That's
it's,
great,
it's
man.
The coolest shit. Like, I posted on Facebook the other day that, like, I'm finally, like... Like, I'm happy to go to work. Like, I had a long weekend and was like, fuck, I want to go back to work. You know what I mean? Granted, I was traveling all weekend, but, you know, it was time off, you know?
Right.
But still.
Right.
I was ready to go back. You know what I mean? Versus, usually it's like, fuck, man, I don't want to go back to work Tuesday. Yeah. You know, this sucks. Oh, it's my last night. I'm like, I'm ready to go to bed because when I wake up, it's time for me to go to work.
Very
like,
good.
Let's do this.
That's good, man. That makes me happy to hear that.
It's just happiness, man. Good to be in a good place, but it's not Texas. I want to be in a good place in Texas.
Yeah, soon.
Oh, yeah. But, so what's been new with you, dude? I mean...
Man...
Other than those kick-ass in-ears. I know you said you've had them, but...
Thanks, dude. Yeah, man, I kind of want to get something that, you know, people would see, and if they pop up on pictures, it'd be like, is that a middle finger on his in-ear?
Yeah.
You know, so I just thought of something clever, and I like giving the bird.
It's the most popular sign language symbol in the world.
Yeah, so I was thinking about it. I was trained my entire life by Stone Cold Steve Austin. He just didn't know it, okay, man? Like, I used to watch wrestling as a little kid like no other. I used to say, hell yeah, all the time. I remember getting spanked one time because my little sister's in the living room, and I just got done watching Stone Cold Steve Austin. And I did the whole, fuck you, hell yeah. And then I did the Stone Cold Stunner, man. I never forget getting my ass whooped. But I still had my shirt when I was a little kid. And it was a 316 Stone Cold Steve Austin, Texas Rattlesnake.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude. So it's crazy because he's an entertainer.
Right.
He's such an entertainer, dude. Like a fucking badass entertainer. And you see that, you can bring that into... different scenarios. Like, people here like getting rowdy. I like getting rowdy.
Yeah.
I say hell yeah. They like saying hell yeah. I like fucking giving the bird. People like giving the fucking bird.
Agreed.
So it's just like, it's crazy, man.
Right.
I thought I've been just fucking.
Well,
living.
I mean, I will say you're one of the more unfiltered acts.
Yeah.
You know, that's playing right now. You know, it's. You know,
wild back.
There's not a lot of people that will write and play a song about drugs and alcohol, you know.
Yeah.
Well, there's plenty about alcohol, but, you know, about. Getting fucked up and saying fucked up in a song, you know what I mean? It's because, you know, as bad as artists need radio play, things have to be
fuck it.
Radio censored. But yeah, there's not enough fuck it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
There's a difference between doing what you're doing, like having a shitty attitude about it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's the common misconception is like, you know, people, oh, well, he's talking about getting stoned, you know, he's got a fuck it attitude, you know what I mean? And they think that that's like, you know, that's a super negative attitude towards things, but it's not.
It's a let go kind of
thing. It's fucking real.
Exactly, man. Like, people don't understand the older you get, and it's weird because you always hear, like, you realize how many people do drugs, okay?
Yeah.
And I never thought I'd get caught up, and I got caught up in it one time, and it fucking made me write a song on our last album called Lines. And there's so many people that came up to me after we released this album, and they heard this song, and they're like, dude, my husband, or my mom, or my whatever, they were dealing with that same shit, dude.
Yeah.
And I try to write real fucking shit because I'm a real motherfucker, and the people that are gonna love us and love me, they're real motherfuckers. And they're not scared to hide, and if they want to show up to our gigs and fucking blend in and not want to fucking go out and just escape for that one fucking 90-minute motherfucking window that we get to fucking play.
Yeah.
And they get to escape and fucking be the fuck you and then go home and fucking go to church tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm going to church tomorrow. I'm going to bed tomorrow. But
that's what I'm saying, man. Like, I'm blessed.
You are, dude.
I'm super blessed that I get to go on the stage that we're about to go on here in maybe 30 minutes, I think, and help people escape for 90 minutes and raise hell, drink beer, get fucked up, forget about everything, man. Forget about all the bullshit and just hang out with us and sink in and fucking yell with us. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's just crazy how everything now is happening. Like, we have Red 11 on our side now, and they're booking us gigs out the ass.
How's that been, dude?
I love it. John Folk, shout out John, our agent. John fucking Folk, dude. He is my boy.
Hell yeah.
And I love him, dude. And it just, it's an amazing team out there. I haven't gone out there yet to meet him. Or I've hung out with John, but the office. So I haven't gone out there. I can't wait to go out there and shake their hands, because they've just been fucking kicking ass for us, dude.
That's what's up,
they've been getting us with fucking Co. Next week we're gonna be with Co. and Nebraska, Chicago, Illinois, and Iowa.
Dude, that's what's like, up. Have you ever played Chicago before?
No, like this is all new to us. So it's just kind of like we're all kind of like little fucking girls, like whoa, dude, fucking about to go.
That's what's up, you know? Man. I mean, that's badass opportunities, man.
Yeah, man. And I don't know. I tried to get too ahead of myself, or I just try to sink it in a day at a time.
Yeah,
I don't want to rush anything. We haven't rushed anything yet, and we've just been playing it. And I'm like, guys, we're gonna fucking do it.
It ain't broke, dude. Don't fix it. Just keep rolling it, man.
Just play it out, man. Like, it's, I guess you can say it's kind of the fucking attitude, but it's not.
Right.
It's just the, if it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. Yeah, we're gonna bust our ass, and we're gonna bust our ass. But if we bust our ass, and we bust our ass, it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Like, all you gotta do is just relax, keep busting ass, don't rush into anything.
Yeah, just let it happen.
Exactly. You know, like, it's one of those, like, just, it's okay. Like, so, yeah, man. What's in our life right now? Just, we're touring and trying to spend as much time as we can with our families. And
where are you based out of now?
I'm still in Wapan.
Okay.
I love that town, dude, and I don't know if I ever leave there. It's just, I don't know, it's growing, it's a good community. I love it.
Nice.
And shout out Lapan, dude. I love it, you know?
Shout out to Lapan.
Yeah, man.
So where y'all doing van call at? Cause like,
Stephenville.
Okay, that's not bad. I was about to say, because, I mean, going up to Fort Worth or something, that's kind of already a jump, at least for van call.
Yeah, so Milton, he's from Lawton, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And he drives all the way from Oklahoma down to Stephenville. It was like 3 hours.
Jeez.
And then Trejo used to live in San Angelo, and he would drive all the way to Stephenville. And Adam lives in Carrollton, and you know, they would all have to drive fucking 2.5-3 hours, you know. My ass is fucking
40 minutes.
Yeah, you know, but I guess we probably could find somewhere that's dead ass in the middle, but Stephenville is basically,
I mean, it's a good little hub, man. I miss Stephenville. Dude, I really do.
Yeah. It's fun. It's great. It's so good. I try not to go out too much, because,
dude, I can't go to Stephenville and not just get, like, fuck you drunk.
Dude, right. Like,
I don't care if I'm sitting at somebody's house or not. I don't care.
Like,
about
I went to the venue. I'm not gonna mention the venue I was at, but we were getting, I was showing up to get slammed. Like, I was like, you know what, dude, it's been a fuck one of those days.
Yeah,
like,
we're going
fuck
to,
everybody.
We're going hard tonight.
I want to go with my boys and go to out. We went out. I started taking shots left and right. Before you know it, I'm blacking out, looking at this urinal. Throwing up in this urinal.
I think I was at the show.
Maybe, dude.
I'm just kidding.
And I was just like, this is fucking it. Like, I'm at this venue that we fucking play at, and I'm throwing up in their urinal, dude. And I felt like a piece of ass.
And we've all been there, dude.
But, you know, and it's just like one of those things that is just like, I'll show up the next day, and then I'm just like, hey, man, what's up? Because I have no idea, man.
You can't have camera in the bathroom. They don't know it was you that puked on the
shit. Hey, you're right. You're damn right. But they did. They knew. All of them knew. I was walking out. I'm sure I'd throw up all my mouth or something, bro.
Dude, shit happens, man. But Stephenville's got to wait. For a town that shuts down at midnight, I think that's one reason. It's because they've got to slam it all into that narrow time between off work and midnight. And, you know, and like, you got till 12:15 to get out of the bar. You know, bar shuts down at midnight. You got 15 minutes to close out, fucking get out, doors lock at 12:15.
See, it's crazy.
And then that in and of itself promotes fucking after party culture.
Yeah.
And like, I can't tell you how many times, dude, you always wind up at fucking Nettle or Twisted J or the P, and then you're over at so-and-so's house, and then you wake up at so-and-so else's house and you don't have your car.
Yeah.
And it's not out of place.
No, it's just like, cool, fuck it.
Yeah,
hey.
It's like, fuck yeah, Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah, score, dude, yeah.
Stephenville's not good for my liver.
Stephenville is not good for anybody's liver.
No, but it's a cool town, man. I miss living there. I miss hanging there.
Yeah, it's a great town, man. I try to only show up when need be, when I feel like just fucking up. Because if I go there, I'll get in trouble. It's just too much fun, man.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how many times I tell it in my head, like, you're just going to go have a few drinks, we're going to be fine.
Yeah.
And I go have a few drinks, and we're all taking shots, and it's just like, fuck it.
Yeah, and it's over.
It's over.
It's fucking over.
But yeah, man. Still out in that area, still hanging out over there. I can't wait to get back into the Twisted J, man. I love that venue.
Yeah, when are you booked out there next, you know?
I think it's in December.
Okay.
So, yeah, man.
I dig the Twist, man.
Yeah, it's cool, dude. I love it. They show us some love, so.
That new green room, that Crow Nest thing, that's fucking
cool. Yeah, dude.
That's super
that thing's
fucking cool.
So cool. So fucking cool.
I was there for the Dolly Shine reunion show.
Yeah.
There. And that was, yeah, you were there too.
Yeah, we played.
Yeah, Sam Young opened, and then y'all played, and yeah. Then, that's right. But yeah, we were all kind of a lot of fucked up that night.
Yeah, I was a lot of fucked up too.
That's what happens.
A lot of
fucked up. But no, that was a good time. I got my podcast with Jude Flushy that evening. Dude, and he's been doing some big moves. He's got that Rock Soup Studios,
man.
That he's doing now.
He's fucking really promoting that shit. And
dude, and isn't it. The
And his, he's writing
his,
songs.
Yeah, his solo music's fucking killer,
yeah,
man.
I fucking love it. He's doing great. I'm proud of him. He's doing real good.
Dude.
He's doing damn good.
Yeah, his old lady posted a picture of him. I guess they're at the Oklahoma State Fair or something today. And posted a picture of this Indian taco that was like the size of a large pizza.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I wanted a fat kid so hard on that, dude.
I would have ate that, all of it. Fuck it.
Dude, I don't have enough room for it to fit.
Damn.
I want to, dude. Fucking, I haven't had a good Indian taco in a hot minute.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
What? Okay, so an Indian taco, okay, or Navajo taco, just depends on who you order it from, what it's called. It's fry bread, right? You know what fry bread is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like a big disc of fry bread, and then it's like ground meat and cheese and beans.
Like a gyro.
Yeah, well, like taco salad shit.
Uh-huh.
But it's all in this fry bread, and you like it, there's no correct way to devour it.
Do
man.
You roll it?
You can't. It's piled. Like, some people fork it, some people try to taco that shit.
So you just eat like...
However the fuck you can.
What?
But
that sounds messy, though.
It's horrendously messy. You go to New Mexico, you can order with green chili or red chili on top because fucking New Mexico.
Good.
Oh, it's the shit.
Fuck.
But, I mean...
Just go to New Mexico right now.
No. I'm not going back to jail.
Oh, fuck. We don't want that.
No, New Mexico is always bad news for me. I can go visit for a couple days. I can't stay any longer than that. Bad shit happens. People know me there. But I do miss the food, man. That's one big culture shock about moving up here from, like, even from Texas. The Mexican food in Oklahoma is dog shit. I can't find good Mexican food. There's a couple good taco joints.
Yeah.
You know, you can get some good alfajor store around here. You can get a good bowl of menudo, but, like, you can't find good enchiladas here, bro.
Really?
Can't find good migas. I can't.
Damn.
Not the way I like them. And, you know, but growing up in New Mexico, it's still a different style of Mexican food than, like, Tex-Mex.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
You know, and I dig Tex-Mex, but, like, there's correctly done Tex-Mex and there's not correctly done Tex-Mex. You know, I mean, I guess with any food, you know, there's the good and the bad, but, like, there's things about Tex-Mex I like, there's things I don't, you know, there's things I like old New Mexican way, there's things
right.
I like old Jalisco way, like, there's just differences. But the food up here is fucking weird. And I can't put my finger on it, but I don't like it.
Wow.
Like, and I'm pretty white. My last name is Addison.
Yeah.
That is some white fucking... That is some Caucasian bloodlines there. And there's some way too white Mexican food up here for me.
Damn.
And just, it's really sad.
Wow.
But, I don't know. What's some of the best food that you found on the road going around?
Man.
I mean, you guys have to eat everywhere.
Lamar Nicky's is this soul food... place. It's like, it's down south, forgot where it's at, but man,
Lamar Nicky's,
dude. I had some oxtail, some macaroni and cheese, some fucking couple cornbreads, some mashed, dude. And they give you this big ass fat plate that you can eat there. You can take it on the road. You can barely close the box, bro. They have our CD in there because we were talking to them. You know, the other CD. We got a picture with them. Lamar and Nicky's is the absolute shit.
What town is that in?
Fuck, I don't know.
Okay, I'm gonna have
to. It's down south. You just look up Lamar and Nicky's, and it should pop up on the internet.
Okay, I will definitely check that. Dude,
it is, man. Or Sweet Georgia Brown's in Dallas.
Okay.
Milton, he's the one. I didn't eat that day because, man, it was a terrible day. It was just terrible. It was terrible, you know? So I stayed in the van while they all went in, dude. I was just in the van, just, you know, shivering, fucking trying to go to bed, you know? And so I was like, no, I'm not going to go in there and eat. And they all came back, and later that day, we went to go play a show, and I felt a little better. And I went, and even the old fucking food was awesome.
Really?
Like, soggy ass fucking macaroni and cheese, badass. Fucking ribs are so great.
Dude.
Like,
Lamar and Nicky's. Checking that out. And then you said it was the brown one in Dallas?
Sweet Georgia Brown.
I have to remember that one. I'll remember Lamar and Nicky's. Sweet Georgia Brown will probably get lost in the ether of my brain.
It happened.
But I'm gonna have to fucking remember those, man. So, but dude, I had a dream. I was at Peacock's the other day.
Dude, Peacock's slaps.
Dude, I miss having fucked up breakfast at
Waffle Sandwich is the only way to go.
Oh, dude. Side with a fruit cup on the side. Then you've got a little bit of freshness in your life.
There you go. See, I never done that.
Dude, it changes you.
Man, I bet. Maybe some yogurt.
Mm-hmm. And then that joint next to the U-Haul there, isn't it called Jalisco's or something like that? I think it is. They're in Stephenville. That Mexican food joint next to the U-Haul there on, that road that runs in front of Rockin' Peak.
Oh, Jalisco's, yeah.
Yeah. Dude, their menudo is pretty fucking good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're a pretty good place.
That's the only thing I've eaten there was the menudo.
That place has been there forever.
Because I hated Don Nico's, and I didn't want to eat any other Mexican food in
Stephenville. You didn't like Don Nico's?
I ordered green enchiladas, man. You know, and that was not green. There was not a shred of green chili on that. I don't know what the fuck it was, but it wasn't green chili, and it was horrible. It was like a cilantro cream sauce or something. I don't know. I'm sure other things are great there. But actually, their menudo is not bad either.
Yeah.
But that's fucking, dude. I about once a week, I gotta have a bowl of menudo, even if I'm not drinking.
It's my bad.
No, dude, you're good. They're just fucking crutches. You're not gonna hurt them.
But, not hurt me though,
dude. The fucked up part about these things, I was like, I mean, the little feet on them have great grip, but they're not water resistant for shit.
Oh, that's
and so like at work we've got slick concrete floors, and I didn't even think about it. I went outside. You're good. I went outside and caught a cigarette. And I came back inside and I got like two crutches in, and one of those motherfuckers slid out from under me, almost ate shit. Like, especially as it rains up here. It doesn't rain in West Texas. I'm not used to this. Mm-hmm. What the fuck is this wet shit falling from the sky?
Yeah.
But, like, I've got to pay attention to wet floor signs now, because typically I'm like, oh, I just don't have to, you know, don't run, don't be a dumbass, the floor's wet. Now I'm like, oh, shit, my crutches could slide out from under, I could Bambi this shit at any moment, you know. But
damn, I would be a Bambi, dude.
Yeah, you're just going in and just fucking like shit's flying in the air.
Newborn giraffe.
Yeah, it's no way now, bro. But, no, I've eaten shit on them twice now, and, not recommended. I don't recommend that shit to anybody.
Shit, hell no.
You know, you tell my music buddies, you know, before they go on and, you know, play a show, saying, oh man, break a leg. You know, fuck that. I don't wish that shit on anybody. I'm just going to start telling people good luck again. I don't know why that was never cool.
Yeah, dude. Good luck, man.
You know, kill it. Go to, you know, whatever. You know, break a leg. No, fuck it. Don't break a leg.
That sucks, dude.
I wish some bad shit on some shitty people, but I don't want nobody to break a leg.
Dude, yeah. I broke my hip. My pelvis. I have
how'd
a rod.
How'd you manage that shit?
I fell out of the back of a pickup.
Oh, that's not good.
Almost died. Dude, yeah.
Okay, so how did this story go?
Okay, so 1 year at Rounds and Vines. We haven't even played there, nothing. And I got a little too drunk, I guess, and I jumped in the back of a pickup. Well, they couldn't move me. So they're like, okay, we're just going to drive to the house. So we're driving, I guess I got up, and on the highway, I jumped out, I guess. I don't
know. On like 108?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So I had road rash all down my back. I've got this big ass scar right here and right here. And I have a metal rod going out here in my pelvis holding it together. I was in a wheelchair for 3 months.
Fuck that.
Dude.
You're lucky you're alive, but, like, Jesus fuck.
3 months, I was in a wheelchair.
Dude, you're lucky.
I couldn't do anything. Like, I couldn't get in my truck if I wanted to drive, go make a drive. Nothing. I had to stay at home and fucking... Dude, that's where I found, like, me.
Yeah, because, I mean, nobody's going to come really hang out with you. Nobody, at least that's been my experience with this. Like, hey, man, I got a broke leg. I can't go out to the bar. Nobody wants to come to my house.
But it was like...
Of course, you're cooler than I am. But.
No, dude, I literally found myself. Like, just being in my head, being like, I fucked up. And I was in a rush. Like, I had anxiety of just, like, you know, whatever. Yeah. And it ate at me, dude. And then, I don't even know. That was before we even released our album. And I think that had a little bit to do with when we moved the emotion and everything, the finding myself and, like... Because it was just crazy.
Do you think it made you a better writer?
Yeah. And it made me a better person, I think. I still don't give a fuck. I give a fuck about great important things. I don't worry about things that I know that are just
keep little fucking... petty shit.
Exactly. So it was just like... I'm super grateful. Like, I'm glad I keep getting to do this with you, man. I'm glad I'm here. You know, I'm like... So it's just crazy because I could have never experienced this. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I remember crying myself to sleep sometimes because it just sucked. I was in bed and I had my fucking back all road rash. And I, every time I got up, that shit would stick to my back. And, like, I felt like God was just punishing me because... I was just doing some dumb, fucked up shit in this little fucking bitty window.
Yeah.
And I think he just fucking like, boom. You're gonna fucking be okay. But just fucking talk to yourself.
Yeah.
And like, after that, dude, I was just a new... I don't know, man. Something fucking just switched. Like, something just switched and just like, all right, man, this is what we need to fucking do. You need to take it seriously. We need to move forward. If you want to do this. And I was telling the guys, I'm like, man, we're going to die on the road. I'm going to die on the road. I'm going to be fucking 75 years old or whatever fucking years old on the road still playing music. And I'm going to fucking die on the road.
Yeah.
That's it.
I mean, that's kind of all, that's kind of everybody's dream, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it, you know, it's just, it's crazy, man, to think this is what I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life. You know?
Man, it's fucking badass, though.
It is. You're right. And now, as you see things, like, you understand sometimes while some other musician in a different band or bigger band has been touring for fucking 20 years, they're not dicks, they're not assholes, they're just fucking seen shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, when things don't go their way, they're just kind of like, okay, we've already seen it, like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, just another show.
Exactly. So it's just kind of that, you see that and you learn it, that things fucking happen, and not always going to go right all the time, to where they're just kind of coasting, man. Custom, cool, dude. Yeah, man, great. Yeah, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Hell yeah.
You know? Like, it's just... Life is awesome. Life is fucking...
Life is awesome, dude. Yeah? It's... It sucks a lot, but there's a lot of great shit that happens when you're paying attention. You know?
You're exactly right. You're damn right, man. A lot of great things happen when you...
I finally got to put jeans on.
Yeah,
like,
see?
Yeah, like, I got to put pants on last night, and then, like, right now I'm wearing a pair of jeans. I've been in gym shorts for the last 9 weeks.
And it feels good, right?
Yeah, I mean, and I like gym shorts.
And you're grateful that you get to put on these jeans.
Yeah, and for the rest of my life, I'm going to remember, like, hey, man, I get to put on fucking pants today.
And remember that time I couldn't fucking put jeans on?
Yeah, I couldn't put on pants.
Exactly. Like...
It's a little shit, man.
Exactly, dude. Like, yeah, and, like, when I was in that state, like, not being able to go anywhere, I could. Like, get up and turn my truck and take off from where I couldn't. Like, I was home. Trapped at home. And it's nuts thinking about it, going, like, putting myself in there. It's just crazy, man. It's just fucking nuts how shit happens.
Dude, it is. Okay, but actually, you played with Robert Alkeen at in Dallas, right?
Yeah, dude, Arlington.
Dude, fucking, I went to Outlaw Music Fest in July with my girlfriend. And they had a fucking poster about it. I haven't really got to see you and talk to you about it since then. But, like, how was that now? But now that it's post-show.
That was super badass.
Did you get to hang with him?
I got to talk to him. I got to shake his hand. Say, hey, good. You know, great. But that was it, you know. Because they had to leave.
Yeah.
I forgot where they were going. But it was cool because We played there with Chris Knight, Jack Ingram, and Robert Earl.
Nice. And you've been playing on a bunch of shows with Chris also.
Dude, yeah, I love Chris. I love Chris. Like, it's crazy because I listened to him in high school. And I remember, you know, down by the river and me and our buddies back road and getting drunk to this. And now, you know, we hang out and we get to see him do that song and get to talk to him and hang out with him. And I'll never forget, while Jack Ingram was on at the Toady Movie Factory, I was chilling there. I just got done smoking a doobie, so I kind of just wanted to be away for a second. So I was, like, hiding behind this curtain on this big-ass stage. You could barely see me. And I felt somebody walk up behind me, and it just stood there. It's kind of quiet up here, ain't it? Because those ear nears that they got, I looked, it's Chris. And it's just like, we're watching Jack. Like, me and him are just... Mm-hmm. Chilling here, like, watching Jack, and it was great, man. I got to talk to Jack for a little bit. He's an awesome guy. We got to play with him not too long ago, and then Robert Earl, we got to watch him, dude. I just, all of it's crazy. Like, you listen to some of your heroes, you know, on the radio, and then now we're playing some gigs with some of ours, or some of mine, man. I don't know about my dude, you know.
Right, but it's cool that you get to, you know, your heroes become your colleagues.
Yes, and it's like, they're my friends, like, it's my pal, like, you know? It's just nuts, man. It's a little crazy.
Not that that's a little thing, but, like, it's the shit like that, man. You know, like you said, it just brings it all together.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely, dude.
But, okay, so my recorder's probably about to die, and I know that you've got to get in there. But I've got one question I ask everybody on this podcast, all which right. I think is going to fit the tone we've been going anyway. I need your craziest road story, dude. What do you got?
All right, man. Here, let me think. Let me think. Okay, so we're going to record in Memphis at Sun Studios, where fucking, you know, Johnny and Jerry Lee Lewis and Bono and all these guys went to this room. Elvis went to this room. So we show up. And we're chilling. We're kind of getting the vibes. We're in this room. It's fucking whatever. So we all hook up. We're strumming. I picked up his guitar that Marty Robbins wrote on. He was like, I might come back for this here, blah, blah, blah. I'll come back for it someday. Marty Robbins. You know? Or Marty Stewart. I'm sorry. Marty Stewart. And that was pretty neat. I know that's the guitar I picked up. I'm sorry. I wanted to use.
Yeah.
Well... Later on, there's whiskey brought into the whole thing. So everybody's drinking whiskey. We're all getting whiskey drunk. So the engineer's in there. Somebody had a bag of weed. And we started rolling just fucking joints, right?
Yeah.
And we're playing in this fucking studio, okay?
Where everybody else is.
We're smoking. We're drinking whiskey. I have to get coffee because I'm getting fucked up. And we're playing this thing in this room. We're all facing each other, okay? So we're at the studio, we get them all drunk, we get drunk, we get high. So we go down to Beale Street, we go to B.B. King's and Beale Street. I'm already a little faded. We go inside and we're drinking. And Milton goes, bro, that's JT. We're like, what the fuck are you talking about? And Milton gets his phone out, takes a picture, and he zooms in and goes, that's Justin Timberlake, bro. So he points and then everybody's like, phew. Everybody looks, so everybody in this bar looks, and Justin Timberlake just chilling. And I'm in the front of this fucking band, like, just dancing, getting drunk, like, just, you know. So Justin comes down, he sings fucking, you know, this badass fucking rendition of whiskey, of Tennessee whiskey. It's awesome. He pointed at me, I kept hazing him, like, don't fuck up, Justin. Like, you know, like me, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't expect anything else out of you.
Yeah, and I was like, don't fuck up, Justin. You know, and he's just laughing. And Timberland was up there with him and some other of his buddies. And they're all hanging out, man. And that was one of the craziest real stories. But the part of all this that's craziness is Yonder, our merch guy. His mom made cinnamon rolls. Now, these are like Whataburger cinnamon rolls times 100.
Oh, snap.
Best cinnamon rolls I've ever had in my entire life. These beautiful, fluffy things that you can eat cold and they're so fluffy. We get up and I'm drunk and I'm like, Yonder, I will carry these fucking cinnamon rolls to the fucking room. We have this big-ass bag of burgers, big-ass bag of fries. I'm walking and I spill them. and they land face down.
No.
They landed face down, dude. And Yondu just looks at me, dude, and he's just kind of like, in the most just sad fucking face, like, thanks, man. Thanks. He like walks off, and that's the reason why. It's crazy because
that breaks my heart.
I broke his heart, dude. And that's the crazy real story he got so far, bro.
Jeez. That's fucking, that is a crazy, fuck you, I want a fucking cinnamon roll.
Dude, they're so awesome.
I'm gonna go eat a cinnamon roll and jam sexy
dude,
back, thank
so
you.
So amazing, dude. God, they're so amazing. There's nothing like them.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, man, that's it. That's the only fucking story I got right there.
Hell yeah. Okay, one more thing before we get out of here. Okay. Rooster Tattoo is taking the fuck off.
Yeah.
Dude, tell me about, we were talking about this before the podcast a little bit. Tell us kind of about, I mean, How the fuck did it take off? Like,
dude, I have no idea. Now people are getting tattoos of a rooster.
Yeah, it's all over my Twitter and shit.
Dude, but it's awesome because they're connecting in the way that I was connected in there. We all have that ex. It's like, fuck her.
Oh, yeah.
Or like, you know, fuck him. Oh, or yeah. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Retail working ass bitch.
You know, yeah. Or fucking asshole, you know? So it's crazy because I wrote that about a girl that was just fucked me up. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and I was going through her town and I was just fucking pissed and I looked in the rear view fucking mirror and I saw my man Finn, blah blah blah, and it just kinda happened, dude. And then I don't know, man. We fucking wrote the fucking goddamn song.
And it just fucking went with it.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I have no fucking clue, man. No fucking clue. And I'm just glad that everybody's enjoying it.
Fucking A.
Just super glad everybody's enjoying it, man. So,
dude,
it's fucking. We got about 30,000, almost hitting 30,000 monthly listeners, which is crazy.
That's intense.
On Spotify, and then I think we're getting, it's getting streamed like 1,500 times a day. So, thank you everybody for fucking streaming our music. We love you guys. We can't wait to see our show.
Yeah,
and we got some new shows. We got some new merch and shit coming out.
Oh shit, yeah! I'm gonna have to give you some right in a minute.
Yeah, man.
Hell fucking yeah. Well, dude, Gio, thanks for coming on again.
Yeah, man, thank you.
This will be awesome. Y'all make sure to go check him out. He's going to be on the road with Co. Check him out on all of your social media formats. Giovanni and the Hired Guns, Giovanni Yanez, you know, Sancho, whatever you want to look him up for. But this has been another motherfucking episode of the Quaid Thanks Podcast. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Hug your mom, pet your dog, don't be an asshole. We'll see y'all next week.